Well, it's Mother's Day in the UAE, and we've been talking to a group of mums this morning about all the wonderful things and the challenges of being a mum, not just in the UAE, but further afield as well. And also talking to Gail just previously about all the goodies that are on offer to maybe take your mum out for dinner or do something special with her today. But now, as mentioned, we have in the studio with us Stephen Cawley and Benita Shah. They are here to talk about the World Down Syndrome Day Walk, which takes place at the weekend. And I know you've got a number of organisers and volunteers on board, but thank you so much for sharing the time with us today.
Well, thank you for having us. As you know, I've stepped in on behalf of the corner. They can do an awful lot. So we try and just lift the level somewhat, and we provide expert assistance. We have a number of seminars where the Downs Educational Trust from Britain provides speakers. We've got wonderful sponsors in the area, from hotel groups to Emirates Airline to Crown Plaza, who provide people, places, and that without them we couldn't survive, because this is an entirely voluntary organization. It's not a charity, it's a support group. And it's there simply to reach out and say, for the person who's been shocked by this, there's a hand to just say, we can help.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the UAE is a country that's growing up. It's only 41 years old. And to be honest, in many countries, just not that long ago, you know, people didn't know what to do with any child with special needs, and they struggled. And as you say, it's so important to have the support out there, the education, to know what is possible, rather than people telling you what's not possible.
Yes.
You want the roads that are possible for your child going forward. And what would you say to people in terms of if they're facing this at the moment, and with the walk you'll raise the awareness, what, I don't want to say top tips, that sounds a bit glib, but you know, just sort of words of not just comfort but constructive things that they can do?
To an individual who's interested in helping, or to an individual who's just actually experienced the...
Yeah, well, an individual that's facing, maybe they've had a Down syndrome child, right, and they sought some help, but they need more help.
They would contact us. We have, go on the website, we have a telephone that's manned 24 hours a day, and somebody will pick that up. And we've had calls at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock in the morning from a gentleman who had Down syndrome twins, which was the ultimate double whammy. But at the end of a two-hour telephone conversation, he calmed down, came to a meeting 2 weeks later, and is now a very, very active member of the support.
You know, have fun, have the walk with us, get to know the parents. If anybody's interested, the best thing to do is to go on our website, which is...
Change for him.
I mean, following on from that, the phone number that Stephen's mentioned is our hotline, which is 050-880-9228. I mean, at the moment, on an average, we're getting one or two members per month, you know, who either had a baby diagnosed with Down syndrome. We're very, very lucky. We've got about 20 volunteers helping us out on Saturday. It's not enough, but still a very good number. And they make a really, really big difference in just making everything run smoothly.
Yeah, so if anybody else wants to get involved, they can go along to
us. And often it's you know, a call to say, I don't know what to do. What we do is put them in touch with a parent who has already got a child, and just, it's the first point of contact. It's just here, talk to each other, get some comfort from a parent who will give you the advice and guidance. That's essentially what we do.
Well, I think it's important, because any, you know, any mother and father, when they have a baby, they feel overwhelmed with maybe the first baby, because there's so many things that they don't understand. And we were saying it just earlier on in the week, you know, we're not trained to be parents, are we? You know, we're sent home to find our way. And if you've got a child with special needs, there's another layer of information that you require to help you on that journey. So if people want to get involved, as you said, they can join the website. But are there other things that you can do? Are there any other schools? I'm just wondering about facilities. You know, obviously there's your great hotline and what you're doing. Are there any other facilities here in Dubai in terms of schools supporting this?
Not enormous. It's partly a function of what you just alluded to a moment ago, which is the country is still very young. In England and America, there's a noble tradition of integration and inclusion, and
there are some great facilities here for special needs, but it's always good to raise awareness, because sometimes people are nervous when they don't know about a certain syndrome. They're not sure how they can help, and they're not sure how to approach somebody. And so by, I guess, you know, taking place in these walks, they can walk side by side and realize that, you know, it's not quite so scary. They can connect with anybody.
Precisely.
On any level.
What's quite amazing is the volunteers who've approached us. you know, they've just registered because they want to do something, but they've often asked us, what is it, what is Down syndrome, can you educate us? So it's a real good opportunity to educate others about what Down syndrome is, you know, the potential these children and teens and adults have. Don't lock them away. They can do so much, and it's just a pure joy to be around them as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the other thing apart from the walk, obviously you're very proactive in the other things you do, because if people are listening and they need support, you know, they often need very specific support or just guidance, as you said. And you're running, I believe, a program of bringing international experts to help train professionals and parents in the region to help their children blossom.
It's really the founding ethos behind the All for Down Syndrome Support Group, because I attended the very first meeting we had in the American hospital in, I think, 2002, when there were only six of us in attendance, three of whom were professionals, a pediatrician and two nutritionists. We now have, I think Benita told me in the car coming up, I think we have 125 families in our group. And there is a UAE Down syndrome supported group, which is a very powerful organization indeed, has an enormous membership base. We simply developed this, and particularly my wife, and now with the able help of two or three others, and Benita, who's come in to slap us around and organize the thing to a great extent, it developed out, if you like, the fact that my wife Rebecca and I had a positive experience, even though we were threatened with all the horrors of a handicap, plus being given the information that our child was actually going to die and had cardiac surgery in order to save her. Now she's stronger and has an infinitely stronger heart than I'll ever have, and will outlive me significantly. But because of that experience, where we were in a place of excellence in London, both in the hospital where my wife gave birth to our daughter, and also in Great Ormond Street, which is another place of excellence, we were left with very positive memories. But we then found, we came here with people who had ghastly memories. And